This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. If you watch the TV show House, you know that Dr. House can solve any medical mystery just by asking a few questions. The answers just seem to come to him right out of the blue. Of course, you've got Sherlock Holmes and Doctor Who or other savants in the same league. But this idea of innate genius isn't only in fiction. Researchers surveyed scientists and other academics to see whether in certain fields of science, if they thought raw talent mattered more than hard work. The results were published this week in Science, and they showed that those fields that rated higher in the raw talent category also had fewer women earning PhDs. Could this idea of innate genius play a part in a science gender gap? Carol Dweck was not part of the study in Science, but she's a professor of psychology at Stanford University and studied this idea. She does study the idea of innate genius. Welcome to Science Friday.
Pleasure to be here, Ira.
Did you give us a summary of the science study and what the researchers found there?
Yes. They had the dazzling insight that a whole field could have a mindset, a whole academic discipline could believe that success required innate brilliance, or it could believe, on the other hand, that it required hard work, dedication, sustained engagement over time. They then had the more dazzling insight that this could explain underrepresentation of women in various fields. They found a very strong relationship. The more a field believed you must have this inherent ability to succeed, the fewer women were in that field. And it wasn't just in science. It's also true in social sciences and humanities.
Hmm. And why would that be, do you think?
When a field says some people have it and some don't, the women start thinking, are they putting me in the don't category? Women may feel less welcome in those fields and stay away from them. In addition, the fields that said it's sheer genius also rated their fields as less welcoming to women.
Our number 844-724-8255. Aren't all these fields in general dominated by men anyhow?
Well, it's interesting because the fields that don't subscribe to the innate genius have lots of women. Mm-hmm. They're molecular biology, neuroscience, evolutionary biology. Those are really rigorous fields that require lots of training, lots of dedication. But they don't believe it's innate genius for the most part. Yes, there's ability involved, but they emphasize more the dedication, the growth of your ability through hard work. They've got plenty of women.
Mm-hmm.
They're half women or more than half women.
Let's talk about the fields that ranked on the higher end. The high brilliance fields were what?
The high brilliance fields were math and physics, but even more extreme than math and physics was philosophy, which is not a science.
And music? Was that included
music,
too?
Music composition was included, and that has more of the innate genius view and fewer women.
Mm-hmm. You're a psychologist. Your field ranked at the lower end of the spectrum.
Yes. I wouldn't call it the lower end.
Sorry.
I would call it...
Bad choice of words.
Ranked at the glorious end that emphasizes dedication, deep, sustained engagement, the growth of your abilities and insights over time.
Does this mean that they just don't, the people who work in these fields just don't think that women can have innate brilliance in them and in physics and math and computer science and whatever?
It's a little more insidious than that because they say, we want anyone who has innate brilliance can join us. We're not necessarily biased, but it leads to a sense that only certain people have this innate brilliance, and it discourages from women from entering this genius competition.
Mm-hmm. Our number is 844-724-8255, 844-SCI-TALK. You can also tweet us at SciFry. What about art, things like painting or music, which seems that each of us would also require innate ability? I mean,
yeah,
you're sort of born with that, right?
Well, we don't know. We don't rule out that people are born with it, but we've come more to the view that people develop it through practice, dedication, good mentoring. The people that we've heard of, the great musical and artistic geniuses, are people who, sure, they came with talent, but they were obsessed with their art or music, and they practiced it constantly to bring it to fruition.
Is there less a gender gap in those areas?
They didn't study in the Leslie and Simpian article we're focusing on. They didn't study those fields. They studied academic disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. 844-724-8255. Hi, let's go to Emily in Indiana. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am in my 30s now, but I graduated from NYU in 2002, and I was actually magna cum laude with a philosophy major. And about a year after I graduated, I decided that I wanted to pursue a PhD in philosophy. And so I went to my advisor, who is a very well-regarded philosopher. NYU has a really excellent program. And he told me that even despite my A average, I just didn't have what he called almost exactly what you're talking about, the innate talent to pursue graduate work in the field. And it was so shocking to me because, you know, like I said, I had a straight A average. Yeah. I was passionate about the field. And, you know, I never really received any elaboration about it from him. And it really put me off it completely. I had to go in a totally different direction from there on. So I'd like to, you know, hear what you have to say about that.
Carol?
That's a great example, because when you think something is about innate genius, then you think you can judge it. You can take a group of people and you can tell them, you have it, you don't have it, you have it, you don't have it. And that's what your professor did with you. Your professor didn't say, philosophy is a way of thinking, a way of analyzing ideas, issues. And the more you're in it, the better you become at it. If you're passionate, choose an area you're really passionate about. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Sure. Try to develop those abilities over time.
Emily, are you sorry you didn't?
I am, because, I mean, what would have been the harm in even just applying to graduate programs, you know? I mean, he really just completely, you know, quashed my desire entirely, making me think, you know, I was only 22, so I sort of, you know, was naive and just kind of believed him and didn't question it. So it was disappointing looking back on it. It really was.
Yeah, sorry to I hope you recovered.
It's okay. I'm in social work now, so I love that. But yeah, interesting topic, so thank you.
You're welcome. Carol, do you think this is true of other disciplines? Could it be the same on Wall Street or other places outside, you know, the sciences, where women are just told you just don't have it?
That's a great question. So, yes, I believe it doesn't just apply to academic disciplines. It applies to tech industries. It applies to financial industries. In economics, women are pretty much underrepresented. So as soon as you think, this is a genius field, only geniuses need apply, you're already creating underrepresentation. And by the way, not just of women, but minorities as well.
Is there any way to change, do you think? Is there any intervention to change this?
Absolutely. The great thing about this research is that it suggests intervention. It suggests that we need to change the message that we send to people entering an academic discipline. Our research shows there are lots of women, incredibly qualified women at the most selective universities who are extremely interested in math and science at first. If they got a message that this is a welcoming field, that people can develop their abilities, there's no guarantee that you will be a huge success. It does take some level of ability as you enter, but that these are ways of thinking, ways of analyzing that can be grown over time. Women and minorities would enter those fields, I believe, in greater numbers. Okay. And this is a wonderful research project for the future.
Mm-hmm. Especially since women who've escaped, they've made it through high school and into college. Mm-hmm. And escape that stereotype, not to be told by other people, well, you just don't have it when you do
it. And they're being told that in introductory courses.
Oh, interesting. Carol, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Pleasure.
Carol Dweck is professor of psychology at Stanford University.